It is made at the Manx, and a Manx man to take him off, Dave Moore.
Thank you. Having begun in 1923, the Manx Grand Prix is an event steeped in history, which for 100 years has helped nurture some of motorcycle racing's most successful riders. Today, we tell the story of some of the event's greatest success stories, featuring riders who started their careers at the Manx before going on to achieve great heights within the motorcycling world. The list of Manx Grand Prix riders who went on to achieve great things is a long one, and sadly, we can't feature all of them in our lap this afternoon. Today's lineup represents 15 riders who, between them, would go on to achieve great success after their Manx GP debuts on the world stage or prolifically at the TT. The riders being represented in the Made at the Manx Grand Prix lap have collectively gone on to win 27 world championships and 131 TT races between them, etching their place in motorcycle history, and with it, the role of the Manx Grand Prix in their respective careers. Our first rider is Harold Daniel. Harold made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 1930, and would go on to add his name to the winners' list with victory in the 1933 senior race. Moving up to the TT, he'd earn himself legendary status when he became the first rider to lap the mountain course in under 25 minutes on his way to victory in the 1938 senior, a lap record that would stand for 12 years. He took further TT victories in the 1947 and 1949 senior races and won as one of the Norton Factory's first work superstar riders. Harold is represented today by three-time Manx GP winner Michael Evans, who rides a 1933 350cc Norton in his memory. Coming up to the line now, Freddie Thrift, OBE, whose Manx GP begun with a podium finish in his debut year. Two more podium finishes were taken before he claimed his first victory, winning the 1935 junior race by 2.5 minutes. Freddie then became one of the few riders to win the TT at the first attempt, victory coming in the 1936 junior. A year later, he won the senior, recording the first ever 90-mile-an-hour lap of the mountain course. Further victories came in 48 and 49 junior races. He'd go on to win the inaugural 350 World Championship, following up his TT win with victory in the other four rounds of the championship. Former Manx GP and TT winner Nick Jeffries will represent Freddie today, riding a 350cc Velocette, the manufacturer Freddie rode and enjoyed a lot of his success with. Here he goes. Cecil Sanford, who only competed at the Manx Grand Prix on one occasion, with fifth in the 1949 junior race. But his talent was clear, and by 52 he was a works rider for MV Agusta, claiming victory in the 125cc TT race, which helped him on his way to claiming that year's world championship. Four TT podiums followed before a move to Mondial saw him not only win his second TT, the 57 lightweight 250, but also his second world championship, also in the 250 class. He retired from racing at the end of 1957, aged just 29. Now, aged 95, he's the oldest surviving motorcycle world champion from the 1950s. Three-time Manx Grand Prix winner Richard Milky Quayle represents Cecil today on board a 1949 AJS 7R, another brand Cecil enjoyed success with during his illustrious career. Jeff Duke OBE made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 1948 and came to prominence a year later when he won both the senior clubman's race and the senior Manx. The results saw him signed by the Factory Norton team, finishing first and second in the 50 senior and junior TT races and then taking a senior junior TT double in 51. A fourth win for Norton came in the 52 junior, with a move to Jalira seeing him take victory in the 55 senior. Duke retired at the end of 59 with six world championship titles, 33 Grand Prix wins, 6 TT victories and an OBE. Local rider and former Manx Grand Prix winner Ryan Neen has been chosen by the Duke family to represent Jeff today, and he rides the 49 Clubman TT winning 500cc Norton. Bob McIntyre only competed at the Manx Grand Prix once, but it was a more than successful appearance with the AJS mounted rider, taking first and second in the 1952 junior and senior races. The tough Glaswegian then had a 10-year career at the TT, and after two podiums he won the 57 senior and junior races in lap and race record times. The senior race saw him etch his name forever into the record books when he became the first rider to lap the mountain course at more than 100 miles an hour. A third TT win came in the 1959 500 race, and after two more podiums he was unlucky to retire from the lead in both the 1961 and 62 lightweight 250 races when riding a factory Honda. Former TT winner Cameron Donald rides a 500cc Giulieri in honour of McIntyre today as part of a feature of ITV4's coverage of this year's event, due to be broadcast later this week. Phil Reed was just 19 when he made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 1958, and his crowning glory came 2 years later when he won the 1960 senior in a record race time. His credentials were further proved at the TT when he won the 1961 junior, making him one of the few riders to win the TT at the very first attempt. He remained a fixture at the front of the TT for the next decade with five 250 wins for the factory Yamaha team. Further TT victories were taken in the 1977 senior and Formula One races. One of the all-time greats, he was equally successful on the world stage and became the first man to win 125, 250 and 500cc world championships, ending his career with 8 world titles, 52 Grand Prix wins and 121 podiums. Phil is represented by his son Graham. On board the 1976 RG500 Suzuki, Phil rode in his final world championship season. Mick Grant was a late starter to racing, being aged 25 when he made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 1969, where he finished last on his Velocette in the senior. He quickly proved his Manx result wasn't a true reflection of his capabilities. With a first TT podium coming in 1972, he took his first win 2 years later when he won the production. A year later, and riding for the factory Kawasaki team, he won the senior and broke Mike Hellwood's 8-year-old outright lap record. Two more wins and lap records were taken for Kawasaki before a move to Honda saw him win the 1980 Formula One race. His other TT wins came in 81 and 85 to make it 7 in total, and the Yorkshire rider who became a successful team manager after he retired at the end of 1985. It's a pleasure to welcome Mick back to the mountain course today. He rides the same RG500 Suzuki he rode to victory in the 1981 senior. Charlie Williams was a Manx Grand Prix debutant in 1970, finishing fifth in the lightweight race. A year later, he took victory in the same race in a race record time. He quickly moved on to the TT, where several podiums were taken before his first victory in the 1973 production 250 race. He also won the lightweight 250 race that year and would go on to win the 250 race on a further four occasions. Further wins came in the junior, production 500 and Formula 2 categories, winning the World Championship in 1980. His final TT was in 1984, when he finished second in the junior race, and in total he took 9 wins and 21 podiums around the mountain course. It's great to see Charlie here today, 50 years since his first TT win, as he rides his 350cc TZ Yamaha. Brian Reid made his first appearance at the Manx Grand Prix in the 1978 Newcomers race, and although he was forced to retire, his final Manx race was cause for celebration when he finished second in the 1980 senior. An excellent TT career spanning more than a decade followed, and after a first podium in 1984 and a 250cc lap record a year later, his first victory came in the 1986 Formula 2 race. Further wins were taken on the junior, Supersport 600 and Supersport 400 classes, ending his career in 1994 with 5 TT wins and 10 podiums. He'd also claimed 2 Formula 2 World Championship titles in what was a stellar career. Brian is with us today and rides a 250cc Loctite Yamaha, similar to the one upon which he won the 1992 Junior TT.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Dunlop immediately made his mark around the mountain course when he won the 1983 Manx Grand Prix Junior Newcomers race ahead of fellow future legends Steve Hislop and Ian Locker. He immediately moved on to the TT but had to wait until 1989 for his first win, victory coming in the reintroduced 125 class. He'd go on to win the race three more times with another win coming in the 1991 250 race. Dunlop, who was also a 125 British Championship, took five wins and 14 podiums of the TT, which would undoubtedly have been a lot more had it not been for the serious injury suffered when his rear wheel collapsed exiting Ballarat during the 1994 Formula One. His final TT was in 2004 when he finished second in the 125 race. Robert's former teammate Michael Rutter represents the Ulsterman today, riding Robert's JPS Norton, which he won on at the Northwest 200 and in the British Superbike Championship. Steve Hislop's younger brother Gary won the 1982 Junior Newcomers race. A year later, Steve finished second to Robert Dunlop in the same newcomers class. Moving up to the TT in 85, Steve finished in the top 10 at his first attempt and just 2 years later won his first race, the Formula 2 Encounter. Snapped up by Honda the following year, second in the senior, showed his talent, and over the next few years, he was arguably the best rider at the TT. The first man to lap at more than 120 miles an hour, he took seven wins for Honda between 88 and 91, adding two more in 94. Sandwiched in between was his victory on the 1992 senior when, riding the white Charger Norton and recognised as one of the all-time TT greats, he took 11 wins and 19 podiums. Elsewhere, he won the British Superbike Championship twice, as well as the 250cc title. The famous white Charger Norton is ridden today by Steve's fellow Scot Ian Simpson, himself a Manx Grand Prix podium finisher and three-time TT winner. Ian Locker took third in the famous 1983 Manx Grand Prix Junior Newcomers race and finished on the podium at the TT the very next year after taking second in the 500cc historic race. He had to wait five more years for his next podium, but famously won the 1990 Junior after a thrilling race-long battle with Steve Hislop, with his lap record of 117.8 standing for 9 years. Equally at home on a 125, as he was on a superbike, Ian's purple patch at the TT came between 1997 and 2006, when he chalked up numerous podiums and wins whilst he also successfully ran his own team for more than a decade, nurturing the careers of several riders. Ian competed in 136 TT races, the second highest number ever, winning 10 and standing on the podium 29 times. He's also a two-time winner at the Classic, and having recently turned 60, he's again in action in this year's Manx. He now turns back the clock riding his works Honda RS250 that he rode throughout the 1998 season. Son of former TT podium finisher George, Carl Fogarty was just 20 when he made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 1985, winning the lightweight newcomers race and finishing third in the feature lightweight race. Carl moved up to the TT in 86, quickly moving to four strokes, winning the first of his two Formula One World Championships in 1988. A year later, his first TT win, the Production 750, and riding for Honda Britain, further success followed in 1990 when he took a Formula One senior double. Further podiums came in 91 and 92, the latter in the senior when he set a new outright lap record in his pursuit of arch rival Steve Hislop. He then embarked on a superb World Superbike Championship career, winning four world titles and taking 59 wins and 109 podiums. Unfortunately, Carl's unable to take part today, but he's represented by another Manx Grand Prix winning Lancastrian in Rob Hodgson, who rides a 916 Ducati, the machine so synonymous with Carl's career. Philip McCallan quickly made a name for himself around the mountain course when he won the 1988 lightweight newcomers Manx Grand Prix race and then rode the same 250 Honda to victory in the feature lightweight race. A year later, he replaced the injured Joey Dunlop at Honda Britain, and after a maiden TT podium in 1991, victories came in the 92 Formula One and Supersport 600 TTs. Riding the famous RVF, RC45, CBR 600 and Honda Fireblade machinery, further wins were taken in the F1, Supersport Senior and Production races to make it 11 wins in total. Injury brought his career to an end in 1999 when he took a 19th TT podium. A regular visitor to the TT and Manx Grand Prix, Philip joins us today riding his own factory RC45 Honda. Ian Hutchinson tackled the mountain course for the first time in 2003 when he won the Manx Grand Prix newcomers race, becoming the fastest ever circuit debutant in the process. By 2007, he was riding for the factory HM Plant Honda team when he took his first win in the Supersport race, with further wins taken for Padgett's Honda in 2009. Ian continued with Padgett's a year later and created history when he became the first and only rider so far to win five TT races in a week. Serious injury robbed him of the next 4 years of his career, but more wins and podiums were taken between 2015 and 2017. Ian has taken a total of 16 wins and 27 podiums at the TT to firmly put himself in the category of a modern-day great. Currently recovering from a medical issue earlier in the year, Ian is sadly unable to take part today. And while he isn't represented on the course, we could not mark Ian's place as one of the best riders ever to graduate from the Manx Grand Prix, and we are pleased to have him with us as our guest today. Which takes us to our final rider. Aged just 17 when he made his Manx Grand Prix debut in 2006, Michael Dunlop immediately followed in the footsteps of his illustrious father Robert when he won the newcomers race. After a low-key TT debut in 2007, he quickly became the fastest Dunlop around the mountain course, with his first victory coming in the 2009 second Supersport race, and he's since gone on to become the most successful Supersport rider of all time with 11 wins. He's also the only rider to win TT races for six different manufacturers: Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, BMW, Suzuki and Patton. A former outright lap record holder, his winning spree continues to this day, with four victories at this year's TT, moving him on to 25 wins and second on the all-time winners list, just one behind the record held by his famous Uncle Joey. Michael continues to support the Manx Grand Prix to this day, and it's always a pleasure to see one of the greatest TT riders of all time on the mountain course. To everyone around the circuit or listening in on the radio, we hope you've enjoyed this brief history this afternoon. The Manx Grand Prix has a unique place in motorcycle racing history, and it's an honour to be here today, 100 years on from the first event, paying tribute not only to some of the event's biggest success stories, but also the event itself by association. If you're listening in around the course, please show the riders your appreciation as they pass you by. To you all, we hope you're enjoying the centenary Manx Grand Prix so far, and look forward to the remaining events. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Dave Moore. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of Manx Grand Prix 2023.